up, shining on you as we try to make it a good day, another great American day. And the information here in this hour focuses on, at least in part, what Warren Buffett has had to say and the hoopla around that. Here to help us understand whether it's a good idea or not a good idea, or just the hoopla, are a couple of public relations pros, call themselves the Boomer Broads. Janet and Anne-Marie join us every week at this time with all kinds of examples of things that are helpful for us to understand. And I guess understanding is a matter of understanding, because some people will understand something one way and others another way. They think they have a clear, direct understanding of what either is said or what's meant, and in fact you find out that they don't understand it from your perspective. People in their understanding about things, it has always been my feeling, they understand what they understand via their own experience. If your experience is different, for example, some people think it's really cool to swim in a cold pool. I don't. But some people love
well,
they find
it really
invigorating.
Cool.
Yeah,
right.
Very cool.
It's invigorating to jump into a pool of water that's 65 degrees. Sorry. No sale. I want my pool to be 85 degrees. And other people say, my God, that's awful. How can you swim in that pool?
Too hot.
I am happy at 85 degrees. You're happy at 65 degrees. So what's the big deal? It is just our own relative way of looking at an experience. Is that not true?
Very true. I understand.
Do you?
I think I do. I'm not really sure.
What do you prefer water to be cold or hot when you go swimming in it?
Oh, warm, definitely.
Warm,
definitely.
Warm.
Definitely.
Yeah, see?
Definitely.
That's it. Yeah.
But by the way, and speaking of hoopla, is Janet is the hoop and I am the law. Just so you
good to
say.
Know. Janet Hoop, Anne-Marie Law.
The law. There you
remember
go.
Remember that, Richie, will you please?
Janet the hoop,
the hoop,
and the law.
Anne-Marie the law.
So how do you feel about Buffett's call for, you know, he's like, my friends and I have been coddled long enough by a billionaire-friendly Congress, he wrote yesterday.
Well,
how can anyone argue?
Then he's part of the problem. I hope that he says he's willing to fix it by paying more. If he wants to pay more, he certainly can. Zuckerberg gave $100 million to the city of Newark to fix their school system. You can choose what you would like to do. It may be my choice that I would decide. What the real problem is, see, there's masking being done of the real problem. The real problem is that money is being spent in areas that it does not need to be spent. So that's the first area that you fix. I don't want money taken from me to be given to charities that I don't approve of. It has to be unconstitutional in some way, shape, or form for me to have extricated from me dollars that are given to things that I do not support. If it's you can decide that we need to have a strong military, okay, and we have other basic core programs that need to be dealt with. But to take money from me and give it to the Corporation for Public Broadcasting, for example, if I want to support the Corporation for Public Broadcasting, I'll give them my money.
No.
Then
you go to the voting booth and you vote against the congressperson that supported that. But you can't sit around and go, you can't use my
I can
money
do.
For that.
I can say I don't want it done. We're not disagreeing on the fact. The fact is that when these people vote to do what they do, it's a pretty interesting reality when you get right down to brass tacks about the people who are there, the 545 problems versus the 300 million people who in America say, I don't think all 300 million of them, I think there are some who agree with many of the things that are going on. But the problems that are created by being overzealous, why do these dollars get spent? Because the people who have influence that have given to get these people elected have more influence and therefore get more of this cyclical thing going on. Warren Buffett has four or five K Street lawyers who are lobbyists that work Congress over all the time on behalf of Berkshire Hathaway, his investment firm.
Sure.
And that's the way it works. So he has access because he has paid for access. It's
sure.
easy for him to say, yep, the super rich have been coddled because I've been coddled, and him to make his own. We have the whole tax structure is bankrupt. The whole tax mechanism is wrong, and nobody wants to deal with that either. It isn't working,
it is. Okay, no, nobody's fine. But
half the people don't pay taxes, and you're not going to get the other half out of maybe 400 or 500 people who are worth a lot of money. They're going to pay more in taxes. I mean, it's meaningless. It's specious.
Well,
and I like Warren Buffett a lot.
It may be specious, but what just happened in Congress is, to me, more dangerous and
what
more
just happened in
reprehensible.
Congress? What?
What the whole
something happened in Congress? What?
No, that's
what happened in Congress.
Really, they did something.
Yeah, come on, what'd they do?
No, it's what they don't do.
Yeah.
How can you argue? Let's put it in very basic terms. So how can you argue?
So you can understand it, though.
I'm bringing it down.
This is bringing it down to my level. Thank you very much. Pro and con. Yeah.
Okay. Someone has $100 billion.
Yeah.
Okay. They're currently taxed at a 15% rate. Ludicrous, right. as we all know. What is that? Maybe $150 million.
I don't think it's ludicrous, but keep going.
Okay, go ahead. So it's a 15% rate, the same rate as you have, Doug, as I have.
No, my rate's higher than that. I pay more than that.
Well, then you're doing very well.
No, but, I didn't say I paid. I said what my rate was. I didn't tell you that I paid anything.
Well, but they are taxed at 15%. So if you're taxed at 15% at $10 billion and you're paying $150
million. $10
billion
is what I earned or what I have?
That's what you earned that year, like a Warren Buffett type, mega money.
Yeah.
And we decide to tax at that level 25%.
Yeah.
Meaning you're going to pay $250 million, which is an absolute blip in the life of someone who makes that kind of money.
Yeah.
Not noticeable, nothing.
Okay.
But will that impact the country if you have hundreds of these kinds of people and corporations just asked to add a 10% increase in their tax rate?
No, it will not impact.
Why?
Yeah, back to a blip. And here's the reason why.
You are so
until
blind.
You,
take the blinders off.
Quiet.
You think I'm a Pollyanna.
Until you deal with the waste, the fraud,
how many
the corruption,
billions
the abuse
of dollars
of the
are
system,
wasted every
I don't
year.
Want to. I want to pay nothing because they don't deserve any respect from me, the way this GD country is
how
run.
How could you roll over
moment?
Like a little puppy and just let them scratch your tummy into falling into this when they sit there and waste?
What's wrong with America?
You I'm done. Are I can't.
Wrong. No.
I can't
what's wrong with America is that people allow
people.
Waste, fraud, corruption, and abuse that is 34 to 35, depending on the expert listener, 36 cents on every dollar.
Ladies, let me
goes
ask you
to
something.
Waste, fraud, corruption, abuse. How can you be so blind?
Let me ask
I'm
you
a
something.
Upset.
You run
go
a
ahead.
Business, right?
Yeah.
You run a business.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, that business, if you try to save every single cent that you can, you're not just out there just throwing money away because you need that money, right?
Of course.
So, I mean, we have a yin and yang here. You spend your money, you earn your money. If the government is sitting here wasting the money, shouldn't they take care of their house first before they come to us, sucking us
to take more money away,
all the life out of us for more because they can't manage their money?
They can't fix their house. They can't. We've seen it.
Well, so we're going to contribute more so they can wreck more? What are you kidding? Are you crazy?
You know what?
No, wait a second.
I want you to listen to this.
I can't take this anymore.
All right, wait a minute. Listen to this.
I'm so glad we brought it up.
I think we could all just hang up.
All right, here we go. No, don't hang up. Wait till I get the last word and then hang up.
Yeah, then we'll hang up.
Okay. This last...
I'll pull their faders down so they can respond.
No, I want you to leave their faders up because I want them to react to this. All right, you ready?
Yeah.
In the last 4 months, Richie, check this out on Snopes or Wikipedia or whatever the hell it is that you go to check all this crap out. There are 20 people that work in the White House who have had salary increases since the beginning of the year. Matthew Vogel, who's the special assistant to the president for economic policy, went from $71,000 a year to $130,000, $59,000 pay raise. Heather Zickel, who's deputy assistant to the president for energy, $100,000 to $140,000 this year. Kevin Lewis, director of African American media, what the hell do we need that for? $42,000 to $78,000. Elizabeth
and why
Olson.
Why don't we have an Irish media?
Yeah, right, exactly.
They,
yeah.
Jessica
Wright, deputy assistant to the president, director of scheduling,
issue.
From $96,000 to $130,000. Lauren Page, Special Assistant to President, Director of Message Planning, went from $62,000 to $95,000. Do you understand what's going on here? You talk about setting some sort of a tone. Why do these people need an 83% increase in their pay or a 40% increase in their pay?
When we're all cutting back because
everybody
of their
else is cutting
mismanagement.
Back. And what the hell do all of these people do in the first place? Please do not insult us because you're two of the smartest women that I know.
Well, at least we thought you were.
Don't pull that.
Don't even try.
Okay, I won't. You're two of the dumbest women that I know. Because
okay, fine, I'm happy with that.
This is patently ridiculous. Of course it does. It's absolutely fraudulent.
By the way, welcome to the Bill Bennett Show.
Yeah. Is Warren Buffett one of the smartest people in this country? Yes.
He's one of the oldest people.
Jesus. There's a reason he's a multi-billionaire. He knows what he's doing, and he knows what he's saying.
Sorry.
So you're going to let him control your money?
You guys give your money all you like. Yeah. Give it to the corporation. Give whatever you want.
I think we should be able to make,
government
a charity so that you guys can just write as many checks as you want to them.
Okay, so you want the country to go belly up.
No, I want the country to run like you run your business. That's what I want. I want this country to run like you run your business or I run my business. Yeah, no, I want it to.
In the future, I think we should talk about, like, best movies of the year, by the way. I don't know that we should bring up these kinds of things.
Yeah,
I thought we had a very...
We could talk substance, but not... apparently, we cannot.
We have talked substance.
What you say after that is booyah.
Right. Okay.
Well, this was a lovely, lovely discussion.
Ding, ding, ding. Time is up on this little love fest. Thank you very much, ladies.
All right. There they are, the Boomer Brides. They want to take more of your... help yourself.
Hope you enjoyed meeting them, everybody.
if you agree with them, just send your checks to the Boomer Broads, and they will pass them on to the government.
They represent an important sector of our society.
Obviously,
they're wrong, but they do represent an important sector of our society. I had this debate many times. 19 after the hour, good day.
Unfortunately.
My wife's monthly trip to the beauty salon was really adding up. I mean, between dyeing her roots and trimming the dead ends, we were going dead broke. So to save some money, I'm cutting it for her. While she sleeps. No, don't wake up yet. Go to sleep, go to sleep. You're almost gorgeous. Oh, she is going to love this.
There's an easier way to save. Get online. Go to geico.com. Get a quote. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Bonus round time. If you can't teach an old dog new tricks, what can you teach him?
Conversational French?
Correct.
Ooh.
Gingerbread men are...
Gingerbread boys, all grown up.
Correct. True or false? Netflix lets you watch movies instantly through your game console or other devices.
Duh. True.
Correct. Watch unlimited TV episodes and movies for only $8 a month from Netflix. See terms of use.
Hey, did I just win that new car over there?
No, I did.
There are a million reasons Staples makes going back to school easy. Today's reason? A free $100 Visa prepaid card via Easy Rebate when you buy a student laptop and show a current school ID. This incredible offer means your student can start school with a powerful new Windows laptop. It also means you won't have to hear...
You're giving me your old laptop, Mom? It's so big.
At Staples, you'll find four powerful and portable student laptops from HP, Dell, and Toshiba. Even the amazing Samsung Princeton with the new Intel Core technology.
Hey, Mom! The X key is missing. That's not an important letter, I guess.
And don't forget the $100 Visa prepaid card. Just be sure you take advantage of this offer soon.
Mom, what is a floppy disk?
Who knows? With that free $100 Visa prepaid card from Staples, you might be surprised at what you hear.
Hey, thanks, Mom.
Who says money can't buy love? Staples. That was easy. Visa card issued by JPMorgan Chase Bank N.A. pursuant to a license from Visa USA Incorporated. Terms and conditions apply to the card. Details at staples.com/student offer.
Did you know nuclear radiation is still spewing out of the melted down reactors in Fukushima, Japan, and making its way across the entire U.S. continent, contaminating the air, water, and food? Dangerously high levels of radiation are a reality here. As a result, radiation poisoning is a distinct possibility for anyone living in the U.S. unless you do something to protect yourself. How? With liquid zeolite from RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Without a doubt, liquid zeolite is by far the best product to remove radiation from your body. It safely removes toxins. toxins and heavy metals, boosts energy levels, and promotes a strong immune system. Liquid zeolite is so powerful it was used to clean up contamination in Chernobyl, yet so gentle you won't even know you're taking it. Liquid zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee, but is only available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get free bottles of liquid zeolite by calling 800-880-9976. That's 800-880-9976. Or go to RestoreYourHealthNow.com. That's RestoreYourHealthNow.com.
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic. And as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable, patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to fit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver, that's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver, utopiasilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338. UtopiaSilver.com, taking back America's healthcare one American at a time.
Bam! After
wow.
That, slam, bam! Thank you, man. All right, let's see here. We have our birthday routine to go through. Julie Newmar was the first of the actresses to play Catwoman, one of three actresses to have played Batwoman.
she was also Anne Hathaway
in My Living Doll, Deep Space, Little Abner, lots of different things. Julie Newmar, you'd recognize if you saw her.
Yeah.
First on the list.
And Anne Hathaway is going to play her in the next one. That'll be nice.
Right. Mm-hmm. Leslie Ann Warren was Dana Lambert on the television version of Mission Impossible. She is 65.
Really?
Ooh, my heavens. Born in the state 1946.
I didn't even remember her being in that show.
She was in Victor Victoria, Color of Night, Portrait of a Showgirl, Portrait of a Stripper. Wasn't she? Who is she married to? I'm trying to remember. Who I can't.
Was Diane Warren?
Very British. I have Suzanne Farrell, the ballerina's birthday today, Richie.
Yeah.
She's 66. Barry Hay, one of the singers with Golden Earring. I don't remember them.
Oh, yeah, sure you did. You don't remember this song?
Sound like CCR a little. 63 today.
Leslie Ann Warren's not British, by the way.
Not?
No.
You sure?
I am.
How can you
possible.
Be sure? How can you be sure, Richard?
I'm looking at her wiki page. She was born in New York City in 1946.
Yeah, but New York City was taken over for a while by the Brits.
Yeah, that was by the Brits. That was under British control.
Thank you, John.
I didn't realize she was in Mission Impossible. That's cool.
Reginald Val Johnson is Carl Winslow in Family Matters.
Oh, is that the dad?
Yeah.
Yes.
He was also in Die Hard, right?
He was.
Yes.
The cop. Ghostbusters.
He's always the cop.
Family Matters.
He is always the cop.
Yeah, and you recognize him instantly beside.
This is a show with Urkel, right?
Absolutely.
Right. Yeah.
He's got a nice, pleasant face.
Nice guy.
About him, yeah. Seems to be. Have you met him?
No. But just anybody who eats Twinkies.
He could be a big jerk.
Got to be a good guy.
Okay, so Frank Gifford and his wife have the same birthday as today.
Yes,
really?
Frank Gifford and Kathy Lee Gifford, whose real name is Catherine Lee Epstein. She, of course, was with Regis for a long time. Gifford, didn't he have how many affairs did he have before he was
caught? Well, one, and she just never lets him forget the one.
You never know. There could have been more.
Yeah.
He was a football player for
crying out loud. It was that blonde woman with the large assets.
Oh, yeah, man.
Remember that?
Yeah, I remember that.
Now he's just a whipped little puppy in the corner.
He really is. Boy, she got him good.
Yes, JT Taylor. One of the members of Tool and the Gang, 58 today, James Taylor, JT. Celebration. We got a lot of other songs, but we never seem to play any of the other songs.
No, just this one.
Born This Day, 1954, James Cameron.
He's the world.
Producer of Avatar, Titanic, Terminator movies, Judgment Day, The Abyss.
Do you like him?
True Lies. Do I like him?
Yeah.
As a person or as a director?
As a person.
I think he sounds a little funky as a person, doesn't he?
He's TV to me, too. I don't know why. I was just wondering. Yeah.
Tim Ferriss, guitarist for INXS.
Yeah.
54 today, as is Laura Innes. Dr. Carrie Weaver with ER. She's also in that...
she was in The Event.
The Event, yeah, right. Yep. Madonna's birthday is today. She's 53. Steve Carroll, we got him covered. Tim Hutton, the actor, birthday is today. Emily Robinson from the Dixie Chicks.
The Dixie Chicks.
Banjo player.
This is the We Hate George Bush song.
Yeah, who cares? Vanessa Carlton. She's in good company with his son. 31 today. Happy birthday to you, if today is your birthday. It's Cesar Velsade, a friend of mine's birthday today. He's 55.
On to round three. If a train leaves Spokane...
Schenectady by Saturday.
Correct. March comes before May. What's in my left pocket?
Half a mint and a rusty switchblade.
Correct.
Bam.
Who lets you watch TV episodes and movies instantly over the internet?
Ha-ha! Netflix!
Correct! Watch unlimited TV episodes and movies for only $8 a month from Netflix. See terms of use.
That is red!
I know. Can you put me down now?
Sorry.
I'm a hugger.
Have you picked up a comic book lately?
Traditionally, a comic book, the demographic is usually men 18 to 35. And for the biographies that we've been doing, have people that are picking them up that are in sixth grade. And then we also have 75, 80-year-old people coming to our signing asking what's next.
I'm Aileen Ellis. This is Primetime Focus. These biographical comic books, published by Blue Water Productions, are well-researched and fun. Publisher Darren Davis says the company's creative types thought up the idea during the last presidential election when Hillary Clinton and Sarah Palin were running.
We noticed they were being treated really unfair in the press. You know, people were commenting on their clothes and more about that than who they were as people. We took a female empowerment angle to this Hillary Clinton and Sarah Palin comics. People love these.
Comic bios of Ellen DeGeneres, Justin Bieber, Howard Stern, and Betty White soon followed. Now there's one of Stephen King. Wait till you see the horrors he went through as a kid. They look even creepier when the gory details are dramatized in comic book bubbles and colorful drawings with exaggerated movements.
We wanted to give the reader something more.
A punctured eardrum is all Darren will give away, but believe me, that's not the whole story. We'll put up one of the drawings of the Blue Water comic book series on our website. It's Steve Jobs, the latest comic book subject. Somehow the artists have captured the Apple executive's skinny, intense face exactly. That's Primetime Focus, brought to you by AARP. Hear all our programs on the web at aarp.org/radio.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Don't let summer be a bummer. Stop sunburn pain, poison ivy, and mosquito bite itch, and the burn of athlete's foot with just one Safe-All natural first aid product, Dermatol. Many GCN listeners have already discovered how effective Dermatol is as a natural, non-acidic way to treat cuts, burns, bites, rashes, shingles, boils, and many skin problems. Now this special offer. Buy one bottle of Dermatol, get one bottle free. Call 1-800-217-6677 and mention GCN. Dermatol is the must-have first aid product for your preparedness kit. Made in America by Americans, Dermatol's soothing, rapid restoration of injured skin is so effective, it's guaranteed. Call 800-217-6677. That's 800-217-6677. And ask for the GCN Buy One, Get One Free Special. Or use coupon code GCN at checkout at DermatolUSA.com. Spelled DermatolUSA.com. Efficient, economical, effective. Spray it all with Dermatol.
We don't need to convince you that the threat of forced entry is on the rise and that your door locks are inadequate. Now you can virtually eliminate the threat of your door being kicked in with the Door Sentinel. The Door Sentinel offers standalone door kick-in protection for under $67 and installs in minutes on any door. Turn your home or apartment into a fortress. Get the Door Sentinel at SentinelSecurityGroup.com or call 678-648-6757. The Door Sentinel, always on guard for you.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for three decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
To get stimulated, I think, is to listen to me.
Well. Had a little dose of humble pie this morning,
Becky. Well, you know what? I'm listening to both Anne-Marie and Janet, who are both very good friends of mine. Mm-hmm. And I know exactly where they're coming from. And it's the same place that a lot of...
Mars.
No, but it is extraordinary to me that two, and man, I don't want this to sound wrong.
Hardworking, educated women.
They really are. How they have...
Intelligent.
The grasp of reality that they have. I'm happy to pay what I have to pay, a fair share, not through the taxation system that is in operation at the moment, and not in the system that operates at the moment, because it screws me, it screws you, it screws everybody. And now, there's no perfection, we all know that, but the idea that you would pay into a system that is so broken, you'd want to give more money so that it can be wasted in the ungodly fashion.
So let me ask you this.
Yeah.
Let's say we had an efficient, well-run government,
yeah,
mm-hmm,
and it needed more money. Would you then be willing to pay a higher percentage of taxes?
I think you
Let's say that this thing ran just like a clock.
Yeah, if it did, we wouldn't need more taxes. We need more.
It's a different story, though. No.
You're right, we wouldn't.
Here's a column that appeared. Somebody just sent this to me after listening to this last 10, 12 minutes with Janet and Anne-Marie. Column from a fellow that has been a reporter for the Orlando Sentinel for almost 50 years. And he's retiring. And so what he has done is, and this is, I guess, one-sided. I don't know whether you think it is or it isn't. I've seen some of this material before, in that the people who will tell you about politicians being the people in the world, the only people who can create problems and then campaign against what they've created themselves, you've heard that before. Why it is that we have deficits, if they don't, both of them run against deficits, so then why do we have them, is the question this guy asks in his column. Isn't that a good question? If everybody's against higher taxes, both Democrats and Republicans, why do we have higher taxes? Right?
Because it gives them something to run on.
Well, it does,
business.
But that's what I'm saying.
Well, we don't want to raise your taxes.
Yeah.
If we just can't control ourselves, so we have to.
If you don't like the tax code, then why does the congressman that are running say, I don't like any of this? Well, the people who were there.
You know what that reminds me of?
They voted for it.
This is going to hurt me more than it hurts you.
Right, exactly. Yeah. So there's 100 senators, 435 congressmen, the president, and 9 Supreme Court justices. That's 545 human beings. You heard me give this number out before, recognizing there are 300-plus million of us, and there are 545 of them who are supposed to be there as representatives. Congressman's the wrong term, by the way. The original founding fathers referred to themselves as representatives.
Yeah, that word got lost in translation.
Yeah, it did. Yep. So how is it that people like Mitt Romney can get set up a business one day, July 7th, July 8th, have his friends write a check to his campaign for $1 million, and then July the 10th, they close the business down? How can you do that in a country that is supposed to be representative? I couldn't do that. Can you do that, Richie?
Is that something that I missed that he did?
Yes, you did. Three times he's done it.
Apparently I could do it.
He did it in Massachusetts, he did it in New York, and he's done it in Utah. Three different friends opened up businesses. Its sole purpose was to contribute $1 million to his campaign.
Hmm.
And you think this is... And by the way, the same thing is going on the other side. Democrats and Republicans, both national committees have said their goal is to raise $1 billion.
Yep.
For the election
Ridiculous.
Cycle
what
next
do they
year.
Need that for?
Well, that's
raise
what
a billion
point.
Dollars and give it to the economy.
Exactly.
Don't
well,
raise
or
a
help
billion dollars
people who need to be helped.
Election.
Right. So the facts of incompetence and irresponsibility that this fellow writes about in his column is astounding. And I have a couple of things, and I'm reading this at the bottom of the hour that sort of jump right out at me, and perhaps you. The exercising of the power that is ours. Again, Congress says the tax code is unfair. Okay, then change it. It wouldn't be the way it is unless they wanted it to be that way. Right? If the Army and the Marines are in Iraq and Afghanistan, it's because they want them there.
Mm-hmm.
Not because I want them there or you want them there. Right? I mean, how many people wanted to go to Iraq? You could count any of your friends. Nobody, no matter what their political stripes, wanted anybody to go to Iraq, and yet they went. The people that were there, I mean, I remember Hillary Clinton, much as I'd rather see her president, and the BS excuses, Colin Powell. And what he said about the weapons of mass destruction was proved to be completely false. So this guy, at the end of his article, lists all the taxes that he pays in Florida. What did I tell you his name was?
It's an amazing thing. If you go through
Charlie
the course,
Reese is this guy's name.
If you go through the course of a day and look at all of the money that you pay in taxes,
yeah,
be it a sales tax on your breakfast or
all right, I'm going to go through them.
Whatever it is.
Ready?
Yeah.
Land taxes. Table tax.
Property tax.
Bed tax, yep. Tractor tax. Mule tax.
Mule tax.
Mule. If you buy a mule, you pay a tax. If I go to the auction to buy a cow or a mule or a horse.
So this guy bought a mule.
I'm going to pay a tax on it.
Okay.
All right? Your work is taxed.
Yep.
Right?
Yep.
Your pay, if it is pay not for work, is taxed. But in my case, on the farm, my cow is taxed. If I had a goat, the goat would be taxed, right? If you are, if you have tobacco, you tax it. If you drink, it's taxed. If you have a car, gasoline, let's see here, your coffin when you die, the grave, there's a sales tax when you buy a plot in a cemetery. Did you know that? Here there is. I don't know whether it is where you are or not.
Yep.
Huh? So, let's see here. As accounts, Stewart pays an accounts receivable tax for me. A building permit is a tax. A CDL license is a tax. A corporate income tax. You pay, when you're buying a product, you're paying their taxes. You know that, right? When you go, the corporate income tax is an expense. It gets charged off to you when you go buy whatever it is that you're buying. New chair, new light, new car, whatever it is. You have a dog license, that's a tax. An excise tax on your car. I have to pay excise taxes on the cattle. Federal income tax, federal unemployment tax, fishing license is a tax. A fuel permit is a tax. I have to pay a fuel tax. Plus, you have to pay a gasoline tax if you're on the road. Right now, 44.5 cents a gallon is the average. Let's see here. A hunting license is a tax. Inheritance taxes, inventory taxes, penalties if you don't pay your taxes on time. A liquor tax, a luxury tax if you're buying an expensive boat or a car. Marriage license is a tax. The Medicare charges is a tax. Personal property tax.
Okay,
real.
We get it.
All right?
I know.
This goes on and on and on.
So,
look at your telephone bill, for God's sake.
The thing I want to take away is, thank you for the telephone thing, is if you buy gas, food, use your telephone, use your air conditioning in your house, use your air conditioning in your office, use your lights, you get taxed on every single one of these services and these purchases that you do every single day.
Yeah.
If you take that day's expenses, so if I take my light bill for today, my AC bill for today, my gas bill in my car, my food bill, my this, my that, and then you back it up. So I was taxed this much on each purchase for that day.
Yeah.
Then the gas gets to me. They tax the people that get me the gas.
Yeah.
They tax the things that the people buy to help me get the gas.
Right.
If you were to take that every single day, and let's say I spend $142 in a day on all of these services that get me my comfort, my food, my clothes, my whatever it is.
Yeah.
How much of that $142 goes to taxes? Once you go down the line and follow it, it's got to be $100.
Well, you see, this is the thing that people don't take into account.
We get double, triple, quadruple.
We do. And if you had a sales tax, it eliminates all of that. One simple sales tax at the point of purchase on everything but food, and you're done.
Yep.
End of story.
Yep.
And if you make less than $45,000 a year, you pay no tax. You got a card that says this man doesn't have to be paid. He's ineligible for that. That's
bingo.
A tax exempt stamp. End of story. End of all of this. No more discussion. Warren Buffett wants to buy a plane. He can afford it. He can pay a tax on it. That's it. That's simple. Bill Gates, same thing. Anybody, Zuckerberg, whoever wants to buy things, whatever it is, want to buy a $10 million boat, 15% sales tax, $150,000 goes to the government. That's it. End of story. End of story. I mean, 15% of 10 million is a million and a half. 1% is 150,000. So if you don't think this is funny, and I don't, think about this. This is the final paragraph of this guy's column. Not one of these taxes existed 100 years ago. Not one of them.
Yep.
And our country until we got into World War I, was the most prosperous in the history of the world. The history of the world before World War I. No national debt, the largest middle class in the world. And I suppose if you're a traditionalist, you liked it because mom stayed home and raised the children. What in the name of God has happened? And whatever the blame game, we were talking about this earlier, doesn't fix it. If this is what you want for the next 100 years, go for it. I don't. I would not stay in this country. If it continues to go down and not get fixed, I would not stay living in this country.
Your only option, though, is Switzerland.
No, my option is Canada, New Zealand.
Canada.
Yeah.
Where Jennifer was this past weekend, at least in Canada, there's something you can count on. And you can be sure the government is run much better there than it is here. It's not great. It's not perfect by any stretch of imagination.
They're fairly. Yeah.
But socially, they have a lot of programs that I don't support. But, Richie, you can't keep paying these taxes and have them go into that brown big hole. It's out of control.
It's
out of control. Going into that big black hole. And these people that are there, this guy doesn't know. He's sad. It's sad that he doesn't know. He had people. He's a puppet. He got people pushing him along, came up with the right slogans. He looked good, and he won. And this sort of shakes to the root the old conspiracy theorists that the Bilderbergers, the trilateralists, everybody, they control who's the president. I don't think you could make that argument now and make it stick. You might have before. But I don't think you make a
mistake. No, one thing's for sure. Whoever gets in and sits down in that chair, the minute he sits in that chair, he's certainly not who he was talking about.
No.
All the way to get to it.
All right. Take a drink.
No matter who it is.
If you got up, if you listen to this program and it's 4:15 in the morning and you get up to go to the bathroom and you just turn the radio on, I love having you listen to the radio, but I can fix the problem of you getting up at 4:15 by you calling this number, 800-716-6520. Ladies, if you're waking up because your man is waking up because he has to go to the bathroom, call this number right now, 800-716-6520. And this is an important number. You take care of your prostate, you will sleep like a baby. So call your doctor every year for a checkup and take Master Prostate Formula. Master Prostate Formula is incredible. 12 key ingredients shown to promote healthy prostate function, and that means you don't get up in the middle of the night. Period. End of story. Tired of it? Call 800-716-6520. I think that's the number, and that's it. It works. Call them right now for details. Tell them Doug Steffen sent you, 800-716-6520.
There are a million reasons Staples makes going back to school easy. Today's reason? A free Bic product when you buy any two. Mix and match pens, markers, pencils, highlighters, and correction tape. With a deal like this, you won't have to shop around. And you also won't have to hear,
"Mom, I need more pens, stat."
Or,
"I just couldn't finish my homework, Mom. My pen ran out."
Or our favorite,
"I didn't know I needed a number 2 pencil for that test."
Get a free Bic product when you buy any two. Staples. That was easy. In-store only. Free item must be of equal or lesser value. Ends 9/3/11.
Becky, thanks for calling.
Oh, no problem.
Lyle, honey, it's time to go home.
DoubleMySpeed.com.
What is that he keeps saying?
DoubleMySpeed.com.
DoubleMySpeed.com.
What is that?
Oh, this amazing site. Lyle logged on to DoubleMySpeed.com, got a free comprehensive diagnosis, and within minutes, he knew exactly what was slowing down our PC.
Wow.
Anyway, DoubleMySpeed.com removed dangerous spyware and a virus.
No kidding.
They cleaned our computer remotely and restored it to peak performance.
DoubleMySpeed.com. DoubleMySpeed.com.
We know Lyle. He's so excited about DoubleMySpeed.com that he wanders the neighborhood to spread the word. But the only thing you can say is DoubleMySpeed.com at double speed.
Gee, I wonder if Don knows about DoubleMySpeed.com.
Oh, Lyle sent him an email.
Don, do you know about
DoubleMySpeed.com? DoubleMySpeed.com? DoubleMySpeed.com?
Get your free diagnosis at DoubleMySpeed.com and within minutes, find out what's slowing down your PC.
DoubleMySpeed.com?
Yes, it was a group email.
Get your free diagnosis today. DoubleMySpeed.com. Your PC like new again. DoubleMySpeed.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold for your IRA? That's right. Gold has been available to be placed in IRAs since 1986. Yet still, the financial industry refuses to recognize the value of real hard assets for your retirement. The truth be told, gold and silver has outperformed paper investments like stocks, bonds, and CDs, yet no word about IRAs. Perhaps the financial institutions want to maintain control of your assets by keeping you in paper. If you'd like to take a look at gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low return on your paper investments. Call 800-686-2237. Make sure that you secure your future. Call 800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
There are a million reasons Staples makes going back to school easy. Today's reason? A free Bic product when you buy any two. Mix and match pens, markers, pencils, highlighters, and correction tape. With a deal like this, you won't have to shop around. And you also won't have to hear,
"Mom, I need more pens, stat."
Or,
"I just couldn't finish my homework, Mom. My pen ran out."
Or our favorite,
"I didn't know I needed a number 2 pencil for that test."
Get a free Bic product when you buy any two. Staples. That was easy. In-store only. Free item must be of equal or lesser value. Ends 9/3/11.
There's a very cute video of dancing 5-year-old twins at DougSteffen.com. You want to check it out. They have 1,500 friends on Facebook, Richie, already. Ha! Very cool.
Hi.
Howdy, folks. Pharmacist Ben here, nutritional pharmacist and skincare chemist. If you've heard me on my daily health and wellness program, The Bright Side, you know I'm on a mission to spread the good news about the power of nutritional supplementation to correct your healthcare challenges and get you feeling vital and healthy once again. I want you to call 877-279-9422 and check out the powerful, affordable line of nutritional products from Youngevity, the ones I take and the ones I recommend. That's 877-279-9422 or go to www.gcnminerals.com. Why simply mask your symptoms with toxic pharmaceutical drugs when you can address causes with vitamins and minerals? I suggest the Healthy Start Pack. It gives your body the essential 90 nutrients it needs. Most people notice a difference right away. You can sign up to help me spread the good news of health and wellness without drugs and maybe make a little money too. And while you're there, don't forget to check out my important video message. That's GCNminerals.com or call 877-279-9422. And remember, friends, good nutrition is good medicine.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Chilling accounts of what it was like as that concert stage collapsed in Indiana. I'm David Weiss, and this is News That Matters. By now, you know what happened, and you've probably seen the video. That severe gust of wind that took down the concert stage at the Indiana State Fair in Indianapolis Saturday night, killing five people, injuring 45 others. We are now hearing about what happened from those who were there. Laura Magjars was at the concert. It was the first concert her young daughters had ever gone to. Laura's mother was there as well. All of them were very excited to be sitting in the pit right in front of the stage.
My mom was a few feet ahead of me, and she pointed, and I just kind of looked over my shoulder, and you just saw the stage swaying. So I grabbed Maggie, and I just said, run.
Maggie is Laura's youngest daughter, and they did run, just as the wind picked up, and the stage came down on top of them.
That's really all I remember until I woke up, and it was where we were. It was pitch black. You would have thought it was midnight. I mean, I didn't quite realize where I was or the impact of what actually happened.
Laura suffered injuries to her left leg and knee. Her daughter, Maggie, suffered a serious injury to her arm. Laura Magjars had these words for the people who rushed in immediately to help them.
There's not enough words to express my gratitude. I mean, those people went above and beyond, and they were just happened to be in the right place at the right time.
A memorial service was held at the state fair as it reopened yesterday. Indiana's Governor Mitch Daniels spoke specifically about those concertgoers who ran toward the disaster to lift the debris off those who were injured.
I think we are entitled to say this morning to ourselves and to America, Indiana's a special place. It's not everywhere that we would have seen that response and that reaction.
It must be noted there is continuing criticism by many who were at the concert about the lack of an evacuation order as that storm blew in. Questions are also being raised about the structural safety of the stage itself. Now, here's something else that will matter to you.
There are a million reasons Staples makes going back to school easy. Today's reason? A free Bic product when you buy any two. Mix and match pens, markers, pencils, highlighters, and correction tape. With a deal like this, you won't have to shop around. And you also won't have to hear,
Mom, I need more pens, stat.
Or,
I just couldn't finish my homework, Mom. My pen ran out.
Or our favorite,
I didn't know I needed a number two pencil for that test.
Get a free Bic product when you buy any two. Staples. That was easy. In-store only. Free item must be of equal or lesser value. Ends 9/3/11.
With the price of gas skyrocketing, I'm glad the Sears Auto Center offered me advice on which types of motor oil can help reduce engine friction and improve my car's efficiency, which is something I could really use right now.
Head into Sears Auto Center for an oil change, brake inspection, and tire rotation for only $29.99. All that for only $29.99. Plus, save on all Bridgestone and Michelin tires through August 20th. And auto batteries are as low as $49.98 with exchange. Sears Auto Center. Exclusions apply. See store for details.
Following a turbulent seesaw week on Wall Street last week, stocks off to a good start this week. The Dow with a 214-point gain yesterday, finishing at 11,483. Solid gains for the S&P and NASDAQ as well. Oil prices up $2.50 a barrel, finishing at $87.88. When Congress returns from their August recess, President Obama has something waiting for them.
I'll be putting forward, when they come back in September, a very specific plan to boost the economy, to create jobs.
Speaking in Iowa, the president said his message to Congress will simply be this: get it done. The president is currently on a three-day Midwest bus tour. In Tennessee, at Graceland last night.
Because of his beautiful, resonating voice that touches one soul and heart, he is loved.
Love me tender.
A candlelight vigil held at Graceland last night as part of Elvis Week. Elvis Presley died 34 years ago today, August 16, 1977. A memorial service is set for noon Central Time today, led by Elvis's longtime friend, George Klein. Couple of leftover items from the weekend. The four-day Star Trek convention in Las Vegas came to a close with a world record for most people in various Star Trek character costumes in one place. 1,040 of them. I wish I was there. I would have dressed up as a Tribble. Great way to meet other Tribbles. Finally, a mystery solved over the weekend. Late Saturday night at Ohio University Airport, a 128-foot-long blimp broke away from its moorings when it was hit by a gust of wind. The blimp was gone for hours. Nobody knew where it was until sunup on Sunday. 94-year-old Lillian Bernhagen of Worthington, Ohio, heard a knock on her door. It was a cop, and he said to her,
"Well, don't be surprised if you see a lot of policemen in your backyard." And I said, "Oh, what's going on?" And he said, "Well, you have a blimp in your backyard."
Lillian obviously thought the cops were kidding. They were not. The deflated blimp was sitting in her backyard all right. Lillian has seen lots of things in her lifetime. Chances are this was a first for her. I'm David Weiss. That's the news that matters.
When you're shopping for a home at Wells Fargo, we're with you. That's why we created the Wells Fargo Priority Buyer Pre-Approval. Come in, sit down, and talk with a Wells Fargo Home Mortgage Consultant, and we'll let you know the mortgage loan range for which you could qualify. A Priority Buyer Pre-Approval is a great first step to help you start looking at homes within your price range. Wells Fargo. Together, we'll go far. A Priority Buyer Pre-Approval is not a commitment to lend. Please call for additional program details. Wells Fargo Home Mortgage is a division of Wells Fargo Bank, N.A., member FDIC, equal housing lender.
The Dutch Steffen Show. More fun than free 900 calls.